Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Will Kinnemer from Gunnersville, Alabama.
Hey, Will, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Now, where's Gunnersville? I haven't heard of that.
We're in northeast Alabama, close to Huntsville.
Close to Huntsville. Okay, so what do you do there?
Husband to my beautiful wife and father to two teenage boys.
That's great. All of a sudden, I feel like Dr. Laura. I don't know why. All right, check that off. Welcome to the show, Will. Great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Will's topic?
Bigger is not always better.
Americans like big things. And like 50-inch plasma, ha, make mine 150-inch. But sometimes it can be too big. This week we learned that supersizing sometimes comes with an unexpected cost. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about going big backfiring. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. Or iPad. First up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Move over, Reuben. Stand down, BLT. Take a seat, moons over my hammy. There's a new awesomely named sandwich sweeping the nation, the Chad Etmuller. The aha moment came when Mr. Etmuller, a father of three, went into a Georgia sandwich shop to order up his favorite delicacy, a concoction called the Wicked, which features five different meats and three different cheeses. However, on this particular day, five meats and three cheeses were just not going to be enough to quell Chad Etmuller's hunger, for he was apparently feeling a mite peckish. So he did the only logical thing. He ordered a double wicked. That's right, 10 meat portions and 6 cheese sections. Everything was going swimmingly until Etmuller tried to eat this sin against nature, at which point he suffered what doctors called a rare double dislocation of the mandible, his jaw locked up in the open sandwich hole position. For 14 hours, it took emergency surgery to get things back to normal. Etmuller seems to be taking things in stride, though, foregoing a lawsuit against the shop, asking instead for a replacement sandwich and to be allowed to pick the official name of his creation. So far, the lockjaw and the double dislocator are leading the voting. No word, though, on how the much more accurate "this is why they hate our freedom" is faring.
A sandwich so big it dislocates a man's jaw. Your next story of something too big not to fail comes from Kiri O'Connor.
The world of paleontology was rocked last week when scientists in Beijing unveiled the partial skeleton of what they said was the largest dinosaur ever found. The reptile, known as Yao Mingosaur, was said to be, nose to tail, the size of 3 747 jetliners plus 2 Hummers. Only one hitch. Scientists at the Peabody Museum in Boston smell a rotten dinosaur egg. Such a beast, they say, would have collapsed its own legs and, most tellingly, would not have been able to eat enough to stay alive. You can't fight nature and you can't fight gravity, said the Peabody's professor, Robert Wiltenberg. With dinosaurs, you actually can't be too big to fail.
Okay, a dinosaur too big to have really lived. And your last story about the peril of embiggening comes from Adam Felbert.
Canada's West Edmonton Mall has an ice palace, a water park, and 800 stores. But it turns out that it also has weather, indigenous plant life, and at least 2 unique species of poison-resistant, highly aggressive rats. In an article published in New Scientist magazine this week, Drs. Ella and Michael Sperling reveal that the world's oldest mega mall has developed its own thriving ecosystem over the past 3 decades. Or, to paraphrase scientist Jeff Goldblum, life has found a way. And that life is starting to threaten the species known as the common shopper. Quote, it's become sort of a retail Galapagos, says Ella. The climate is so different from the world outside that living things have had to adapt. In addition to the aforementioned rats, there is also a venomous spider generally not found north of Mexico and a new toxic variety of mold that appears to thrive on discarded fried foods. The Sperlings say they now want to study other large-scale enclosed environments. Quote, all we need are sufficiently large systems that are completely self-contained and become detached from their outside environments. So up next, they'll study the Republican Party.
All right, here then are your choices. From Luke Burbank, the story of a supersized sandwich so supersized that a man dislocated his jaw trying to eat it. From Kiri O'Connor, a supposed dinosaur fossil that other scientists say was so big it could never have actually gotten up from the ground. Or from Adam Felbert, a mall so big it started to have its own ecosystem, including newly discovered toxic animals. Which of these is a story of something just too big for its own good?
I'm going to take a sheer guess here.
Sheer guess.
Let's go with the sandwich.
You're going to go with a sandwich, Luke's story. That's a guess. All right, we'll see if you're correct. Well, we spoke to somebody who was directly affected by this story.
The sandwich is called the Wicked. It's their signature sandwich at Wicked. It's five meat. But because I hadn't eaten all day long, I was absolutely famished, so I ordered it with double the meat. And that was my downfall, ultimately.
It was. That was Chad Etmuller of Georgia, as you can hear. He can now move his jaw. You were correct. Luke had the real story. You've earned a point for Luke. But more importantly, you have won our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine, voicemail, cell phone, whatever you like. You've got it. You've won. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
Thank you.